Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind chill advisory is currently in effect until late this morning. Mostly sunny skies today with our high nearing 21 degrees. North winds between 5 and 15 with wind chills around 12 below. Staying clear overnight tonight with a low around 2 degrees. Warming up as we head into Friday with sunshine and our high nearing 38 degrees. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 5 above.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A jury has acquitted a 25-year-old man in the shooting death of his half-brother. Cody Huninghake of rural Leavenworth was charged with first-degree murder in the death of 17-year-old Robert Nelson. A Leavenworth County jury found him not guilty on Tuesday. Nelson was shot in the head July 3rd at the family's home. Huninghake testified that he shot Smith accidentally when a shotgun went off as he lost his balance and fell against a wall. Huninghake was released from the Leavenworth County jail after the verdict was announced. Fire crews in Jackson County dealt with a fire Wednesday night as people tried to keep warm. The fire broke out around 7:30 p.m. on Q Road east of Highway 75 off 198th Road. Jackson County Sheriff Tim Moore said a man was filling a kerosene heater that was still hot, sparking a flash of fire. The man tried to put it out with a fire extinguisher but called fire crews to assist. The extent of the damage is not known. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limit powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand it guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what did we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
State health officials have linked another 41 Kansas deaths to COVID-19. They say one of the deaths was a person in the 18 to 24-year-old age group. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment also reports 123 new COVID-19 hospitalizations since Monday. The KDHE said 107 hospitals reported to the state on Tuesday. Those hospitals are caring for 988 COVID-19 patients, with 194 of the patients in intensive care. Since Monday, another 8,952 Kansans tested positive for the coronavirus. Of the recent positive cases, 234 are the more contagious COVID-19 Omicron variant. Former U.S. Senator for Kansas Bob Dole was laid to rest yesterday at Arlington National Cemetery. The burial ceremony followed a service at the Memorial Chapel at Arlington. The funeral service was a private ceremony, but media coverage was allowed from a discreet distance. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly's office said the governor did attend the service. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Officials say a teen who caused a head-on crash on I-80 in south central Nebraska over the weekend while fleeing a traffic stop has died of his injuries. The Nebraska State Patrol says 18-year-old Angel Pajoy Domingo of Grand Island died at a hospital on Tuesday. Investigators say an Aurora police officer spotted Domingo headed east and driving recklessly early Sunday on the interstate and tried to stop Domingo's car. Investigators say Domingo then turned around and began driving west in the eastbound lanes and soon hit a sport utility vehicle head-on. The 40-year-old driver of the SUV was flown to an Omaha hospital and is expected to survive. A new smartphone app in Nebraska is aimed at helping teens through their darkest moments. It's called My Companion, and it's from the Nebraska State Suicide Prevention Coalition. The app has emergency contacts and a direct line to the Boys Town Hotline. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met with department heads at last week's meeting. The county councilor continues work on the tax sale, as well as contracts for the proposed new jail project. Public Works Administrator will be getting bids to resurface the back parking lot at the courthouse. Emergency Management finished and approved their emergency operations plan, and they're getting prepared for spring severe weather. The county clerk is working on converting to a new software system. There will be both a primary and general election this year, and they're getting forms ready for filings. County commissioners are finishing up the wind farm and getting started on jail construction. A new employee is introduced in the county attorney's office. Register of Deeds oil and gas researchers have finished up and taken over 25,000 images. The county appraiser reminded personal property assessment sheets are due by March 1st. Medicare season wrapped up for the extension office. They helped nearly 1,000 patrons. Tax season is underway now. 4-H Club days are planned in March. The Agency on Aging director reports Meals on Wheels has increased. They will be expanding their routes. A bank stabilization project on the Blue River Rail Trail at Marysville has been completed. The entire trail has been reopened. Rock was added to the riverbank in order to protect further erosion from flooding. High water in recent years had cut into the bank near the covered bridge about a mile north of Marysville. Anthony Escalante with the Marysville Police Department recently updated Marysville City Council on adoption of the CALEA program. A guest on this past weekend public affairs program, Escalante shared what the program stands for.
And so what CALEA is it's an accreditation agency. And CALEA stands for the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies. And so CALEA specifically exists to provide an accreditation process for law enforcement agencies like us to voluntarily demonstrate that they meet an established set of professional standards.
Jill Kozelka explains more on the public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. And the organization has a Facebook page under Whispering Acres, Tales, and Treasures.
So I believe really what it does is it's an encompassing way for the community, any community to know when they see the CALEA accreditation on a department, to know that they're adhering to best practices. So this accreditation process forces a department really to not just be satisfied with good enough. And most departments aren't okay with good enough because they believe it's just good enough. They just haven't seen other ways things are done. And CALEA is an international organization, and so what we get to see is best practices from around the world. And interestingly enough, if and when we get accredited, we'll be the smallest law enforcement agency to reach accreditation in Kansas.
Mildred J. Muting, age 90 of Axtell, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 5, at the Axtell-Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mildred Muting. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken noodle soup, a biscuit, celery and carrots, and fiesta fruit pudding. Tomorrow, a Polish dog, redskin potatoes, mixed vegetables, and apricots. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. As this upper-level low-pressure system continues to push further east, temperatures will remain cooler today and tonight. As it slowly starts to make its way out of our area over Friday, temperatures will warm up extremely quickly. Today, we can expect to see highs in the single digits and upper teens throughout Iowa, the upper teens and lower 20s throughout Nebraska, the lower teens and lower 20s throughout Kansas, and the upper teens and lower 20s throughout Missouri. Staying extremely chilly throughout the overnight hours with lows just above and below zero throughout Iowa, the single digits and lower teens throughout Nebraska, just above and below zero throughout Kansas, and single digits to lower teens throughout Missouri. Conditions will start to completely clear up as we head into Friday, as an upper-level ridge starts to make its way through the region. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early February, 42. Record high on this date, 71. The average low, 19. The record low, 8, below 0. Sunrise this morning, 7:32. Sunset this evening at 5:50. Off to a downright cold start at 5 degrees, even with a light north wind. Wind chills drop below 0. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 3rd of February. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Jazz have the Nuggets number, and Brian Flores breaks his silence big time. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. With the Nuggets missing Nikola Jokic, the Jazz took full advantage of the reigning league MVP's absence to get back on track.
Conley has the big Naji on him on the switch, leans in, fires, banks it in!
The call on ESPN, Trent Forrest, one of six Jazz players to score in double figures. The Jazz outscored Denver 64-42 in the paint en route to a 108-104 win. Jokic missed the game with right toe soreness. First-time All-Star Ja Morant shined in front of a star-studded crowd at Madison Square Garden.
Jackson pulls the chair, ball loose, grabbed by Bane. Bane to Morant, Morant to Williams, back to Morant. Alley-oop, two-hand finish.
On ESPN 92.9 FM, with Lindsey Vonn, Colin Kaepernick, and former Yankees pitcher CeCe Sabathia on hand, Morant finished with 23 points. The Grizzlies rolled past the Knicks 120-108. Former Dolphins head coach Brian Flores spoke publicly a day after he sued the NFL, the Dolphins, the Giants, and Broncos, alleging racial discrimination in the hiring of coaches. Appearing on ESPN's Get Up, Flores talked about why he felt now was the right time to try to bring about change.
We're at a fork in the road here. These things are either going to stay the way they've been, or we're going to move in a direction that will not only help and affect change amongst the black minority coaches in the National Football League, but it won't just be there.
Flores also addressed allegations Dolphins owner Stephen Ross pressured him to intentionally tank games in order to improve the team's draft position.
I'll give you $100,000 per loss. Those are just the, exact words.
Other NFL news. Jim Harbaugh has told the Vikings he's staying as head coach at the University of Michigan, and the Washington football team will now be known as the Washington Commanders beginning next season. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with area high school girls and boys basketball coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern Monday, Axtell and Centralia Tuesday, Lynn and Hanover on Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus live broadcast, home and away, Marysville High games on AM 1570, FM 94.1, with area games live on KNDY FM 95.5.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Cattle price and profitability trends for producers are pointed in the right direction, even as challenges and uncertainty persist, according to Cattle Facts. The Cattle Facts Outlook at the Cattle Industry Convention provided a market analysis to attendees yesterday. While issues around labor and packing capacity have lingered, both are expected to improve in the year ahead. Expansions in capacity, combined with strong global and domestic consumer beef demand, suggest increased profitability across segments, signaling a market that is healthier and more stable in the year ahead. Kevin Good of Cattle Facts reported that U.S. beef cow inventories have fallen more than 700,000 head from last year and are off nearly 1.6 million from cycle highs. This year, the beef cow herd will near 30.1 million head. The feeder cattle and calf supply will be 675,000 head smaller than a year ago, totaling 25.5 million head. Fed cattle slaughter will decline 400,000 head, lower compared to last year, which was at 25.7 million head. Legislators in D.C. this week urging the EPA to prioritize the renewable fuel standard by maintaining the blending requirements for 2022. Lawmakers also urging the EPA to deny all pending small refiner exemptions, eliminate proposed retroactive cuts to the renewable volume obligation, and set the 2021 RFS volumes at statutory levels. Led by Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, the lawmakers made the request in a letter to EPA. Following the request in the bipartisan letter, said the EPA can quickly restore integrity, stability, and growth to the RFS and the U.S. biofuel sector. Many of the letter co-signers are supporters of the Defend the Blend Act, introduced in the Senate by Grassley and Klobuchar. The legislation will prohibit EPA from retroactively reducing RVO levels once the annual rule is finalized. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Tune for Ag Outlook 2022, a special look ahead at livestock and crop production in the new year, Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. on KNDY.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, starting off a Thursday morning today. Market's opening up here in just a little bit. Yesterday was kind of an interesting day in trading. A lot of movement. Everything started off really higher across the board for the grains and the livestock. By about middle of the day through yesterday, we saw corn and wheat take a dip into the red. Soybeans slowed down a little bit with some of their growth, but still wrapped up mostly positive on the board. In your corn market yesterday, as we mentioned, started off high, wrapped up near 12 and a quarter cents lower, sitting at 622 and a half. Kansas City wheat was also in the red by 16 and three quarters, wrapping up at 769 and a half. Chicago wheat was down by near 14 cents at the end of trading yesterday. On the bean market, they saw near 20 cent gains for a portion of yesterday, slowly dropped down and came back up a bit by the end, with March beans up 16 and three quarters in the green at 1545 and a quarter. The meal for March was down 90 cents at 435.10, and the May was unchanged, finishing off at 433 and a half. July was also up by 20 cents, so kind of all over the board there. And the oil, they saw some red for a while, but wrapped up mostly higher, with the soybean oil for March up 15 cents at 65.98. Cotton market, they were a little bit slower as well, with March cotton down a buck at 26.33. Canola was in the green slightly, up a half a buck at 10.22 and 50 cents. And the oats, they had a strong day. They were mostly higher for the third day in a row, kind of a rally going on there, with March oats up 10 cents yesterday, finishing at 7.25 even a bushel. Livestock market was mostly higher across the board, with live cattle for February up 82 cents at 141.12. The feeder cattle finished off in the green $3.17 at 166.87. April was also up 267 at 171.82. So kind of some big numbers and big growth there in the feeder cattle, as we see some of the volume of sales increasing and a slight increase in some of those sales going on across the nation. Lean hogs were mixed, with February down 80 cents at 87.35.
Row crop farmers, where do you go to find seed that is adapted to your environment? Call Kaufman Seed. We specialize in corn, soybean, grain sorting. For all of Kansas, we don't import seed from other areas. We test to ensure that it works here before we recommend it to our customers. You have counted on us to provide you with top quality seed wheat. Now look to us for the same expertise in corn, soybeans, and grain sorting. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting upwards of 600 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignment listings include 8 black and red spring calving cows, 5 to 7 years old, 80 Holstein cross steers and heifers weighing 400 pounds and up, 15 Holstein cross steers and heifers weighing 7 to 9, 14 Holstein steers 8 to 9, 2 Holstein heifers 8 to 9, 20 Holstein steers 9 to 950, and of a 20 weighing in at 900 to 1,000 pounds. Plus 22 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7, 13 black heifers 5 to 7, 60 black and red steers and heifers weigh 6 to 8, 9 black heifers 650 to 7 and a quarter, 87 black steers and heifers 650 to 8, 165 black steers never 675 to 850, 47 black and Charley cross steers weigh 750 to 950, and 25 black and red heifers 825 to 850. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Bite Me Barbecue will operate Sale Bar and Cafe and include their regular menu, cheeseburgers, chicken fried steak, hot beef dinner, and a chicken strip dinner.
Can the history of cheese be traced back to one thirsty Arab? We will shred through some cheese lore next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 3rd, the 34th day of 2022. NFL Hall of Famers Bob Greasy and Fran Tarkenton share a birthday, and the world's first commercial cheese factory was established in Switzerland on this day in 1815. Before that, making cheese was more or less a do-it-yourself enterprise. But who first discovered the cheese-making process? One legendary story claims it originated with a Middle Eastern nomad who had filled a saddlebag with milk for a trek across the desert. After a day's journey, enzymes from the saddlebag, the hot sun, and the motion of his horse had effectively separated the milk into curds and whey. An interesting story, even though it may have some holes in it. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Got a question for the old farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 5 degrees with a wind chill below zero on a light north wind this morning. we'll begin a warm-up, and that'll be welcome. Highs only around 20, though, today. We'll be back into the 40-degree range by the weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Sophomore Nigel Pack's three-point field goal with 2.2 seconds left proved to be the game winner as Kansas State earned a 71-68 victory over Oklahoma State in yet another nail-biting Big 12 game before 5,860 fans at Bramlage Coliseum on Wednesday night. The win snapped a three-game losing streak by K-State, who is now 11-10 overall, 3-6 in the Big 12, and helped the Wildcats jump into a four-way tie for sixth place at the midway point of the Big 12 schedule. As much of Kansas and other parts of the country are blasted with winter weather, the Wichita State game scheduled for tonight against SMU has been postponed due to it. The game was already postponed from earlier this season when COVID protocols took the Shockers out of the competition for two games. No indication has been given on a new date for the matchup. The Shockers' next game is scheduled to also be against SMU, but this game is at Coke Arena. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday Night Basketball, Valley Heights entertains Axta live on FM 95.5, Marysville at Abilene on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
KNDY.
Watch me go, I'm a happy girl, and I'll come
down the street, just down the road, walking along. How could you have known? It must have been strange, a little burning in your soul. Sorry about the lightning bolt.